Fort Hays State University has a new chief of police, Terrence Pierce. He stops by along with Hays Police Department Chief Don Scheibler and Chief Communications Officer at Fort Hays, Scott Kaysen, on this episode of the Post Podcast.
I started off my law enforcement career in 1996 with the city of Butler, Missouri, and worked there for 7 years. I left that position and went to the Bates County Sheriff's Department. I served as administrator there for 5 years, and then went to Pittsburgh State University, where I started with them, was promoted to sergeant, and while I was there, I finished two graduate degrees with Pittsburgh State. And as far as my personal, and I don't have any connections to Hays or North Central Kansas. I do have a family with two grown children, both of which still live in Missouri. So my wife and I have relocated out here to Hays, but I do not have any family connections in Hays. All of my family's in Kansas City.
Well, very cool. Well, it's you know, Pittsburgh is kind of a connection to Hays. We have a little bit of a rivalry with them.
Yes.
But it's good you're here, sir. And you know, thanks for joining us here in Hays. Hays is an amazing town. I think you're going to love it. We'll see, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Everybody's been great so far.
Very good. So have you started? Is it official? Are you on the job?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I've been there about 3 weeks now.
All right. Very cool. You know, I wonder if you want to tell us just briefly a little bit about kind of, you know, how that transition went. Was Chief Howell very accommodating and help you get on board, or was he gone already?
Chief Howell had already retired. However, he did come back for a grant that we had received. And when he came in for the presentation of the grant funds, he and I had an opportunity to visit for a little while. And he also left me with a very helpful and very well-trained and very capable group. And so they've helped me transition quite well into the position. So.
Very good. Very good. Well, you know, one of the things that Chief Howell always talked about with me was the collaboration between the law enforcement agencies here in Ellis County and specifically with the city of Hays. And I wonder if, Chief Scheibler, if you want to tell us a little bit about that and kind of how you helped out with this search for Chief Pierce.
Yeah, I was reached. Sorry, my phone's ringing.
Law enforcement, you got to check it, right?
Sorry.
That's okay. We talk about that. You know, you guys that come on law enforcement are so kind to spend time with us, and emergencies happen, things come up, and you've got to be on call. So I understand.
It's actually my mom. So.
Oh.
Some things never change. I apologize. It was an honor when Vice President Wench reached out to me and asked me to serve on the committee. As a Fort Hays State alumni, I felt it was an honor to... Sorry, that's going through my hearing aids.
No, you're hearing the call and trying to talk at the same time. That's it's got to be something.
Apologize for that. And it's an opportunity to serve on that committee. I thought the Vice President Wench put a great team together. We were very impressed with the quality of the applicants that came on board. But Chief Pierce quickly rose to the top as the best candidate. So we were excited about him coming on board. But the reason I really wanted to serve that on that committee for selfish reasons, really, it was an opportunity for help choose my partner. One of the most important roles we have in law enforcement is to help keep the community safe. And people from all over the state, all over the country, from around the world send us their most prized possession, their children, to get an education here. And we take very serious our responsibility to keep those children safe. So. Our two agencies work together, whether the high-tech crime unit, patrol division, whether it's a parade or a football game, whatever it is, that constant interaction, working together, will continue moving forward.
Very cool. Very cool. You know, Chief Pierce, I wonder if you want to tell us a little bit about, you know, your experience in Pittsburgh and then coming here. How is law enforcement different in a municipality compared to a university setting?
Well, our law enforcement role is identical. However, there are some other and different roles that a university police department has. As a university police department, we are part of making sure that we have a safe and welcoming environment for the students. And I've always felt that the university police department is partially responsible for creating that educational environment and participates in that education of our students. We also do a lot of different service related functions that maybe your municipal or county sheriff's departments might not have the resources or the availability of officers to do, such as jump-starting cars or transporting some of our international students to and from the airport and things like that. Also, we manage all of the parking on campus, and that also is one of the things that would separate us somewhat from our other law enforcement partners.
Sure. You know, I wonder, Chief Scheibler, if you want to talk a little bit about, you know, that the collaboration there and the efforts in that part of town, because, you know, really the university, I think, and this was something Chief Howell and I, again, talked about pretty frequently. There's a lot of overlap there, right, between the housing and the students and what goes on the one side of the road and the other side of the road.
And you're absolutely right. And the students attending Fort Hays State University are going to work, going to school on campus, but often they're living inside the city. So having that cooperation, working together, how to best serve them. And I think Chief Pierce really hit on it, that college students are the age will take the most risk and use the worst judgment sometimes. So we spend a lot of time educating, a lot of time providing guidance, trying to provide them the direction. A lot of times that leads to enforcement too. That's also an important learning point too, that there's consequences for your actions. So we're down there working together to enforce those laws and make sure everybody stays safe.
Very cool. You know, you mentioned Chief Pierce, the training and the education piece of that, and Fort Hays State, and Scott, maybe you want to jump in here. Fort Hays has been a really big part of law enforcement training over the years, from the department to some more recent efforts, and you mentioned a recent grant as well. Scott, if you want to elaborate there.
We have a tremendous criminal justice department at Fort Hays State University, really kind of visionary and creative in developing solutions, and one of the biggest ones that has been in the news frequently is the creation of the Regional De-Escalation Training Center. Training law enforcement officers with techniques on how to de-escalate situations that could get out of hand. And it's another tool, and Chief Howell would always say it's another tool in the police officer's toolbox, but it's one that's really applicable given the society we live in today. But Dr. Tamara Lynn and Ed Howell led that effort, and Chief Pierce is going to step into Ed Howell's role as the co-director. And we've just received over the last year $2.75 million in federal grants to grow that program, expand that training. And I think Hays PD was one of the first partners we had in that program to start working out that training and curriculum. And Chief jumped in right with his team right away with that.
Really, really appreciated Dr. Lynn's leadership, and Chief Howell's leadership, and Dr. Steele also, and the work they've put into bringing that excellent resource to our community. And like you said, it's a true benefit to the region. And we've had verbal de-escalation, verbal judo in law enforcement for years, but this program truly builds on that. And like he said, Chief Howell said, another tool in the toolbox, but it provides you with knowledge and education about how to quickly recognize the personality characteristics of the person you're dealing with, which will help you further, what types of behavior we'll see from that person, what might work, what might not work. And it's truly a benefit to the officer. As long as we can keep those lines of communication open, we can keep that person talking, very often we can de-escalate that and make sure everybody stays safe. So we're very excited about having that, not only for Hays and Northwest Kansas, but the entire region. It's truly a benefit. So we're excited about being part of that. And we're seeing the real, like I said, the real benefit of having it so close.
Very cool. Well, Chief, Pierce, if you want to maybe, as we're wrapping up here, kind of share with us some of your thoughts, maybe for the first 100 days in your office.
In stepping into this new role with Fort Hays State, I have found that the officers that we have are very well trained and very good at what they do, which has allowed me to spend some more time out on campus and meeting all of the resources that campus has to offer. So far, I've been able to go out and about quite a little bit and meet a lot of people, and everybody's just been terrific and super friendly. But those are my goals for the next 100 days, is to find out what resources are available to the University Police Department from the university, and then also what we can do to help with the university. In the next 100 days, we're looking at an awful lot of opportunities to spend some time around the students during student move-in, hopefully be able to connect with some parents and other family that might be there helping the students move in. And not too long, we're going to be having football season start back up, so looking forward to meeting a lot of people in the community, fans and alumni who will be attending those events. So that's my goal for the first 100 days, is to spend a lot of time meeting people and finding out what we can do to work collaboratively with the rest of the university and the community.
I love that. That's going to be a good time for you, I'm sure. Hayes is such a welcoming community, right, gentlemen?
Yes.
It sure is. Yeah.
It has been.
It's the strength of those relationships, you know, on and off campus that make this such a great place to live and work.
Absolutely. I don't know if anybody caught a little bit earlier on the show, we were chatting with the Alumni Association, and that is exactly what we're talking about, those community partnerships.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we've got to get over to our weather forecast, but Chief Pierce, I want to leave you with the last word here. I understand you've got a little bit of a message for parents as they're moving in this week.
Yes.
Or next week, rather.
To parents, students, and especially our new students that are coming to us, welcome to Fort Hays State University. The men and women of the Fort Hays State University Police Department work hard to maintain a campus that is safe and welcoming. The officers provide 24-hour law enforcement services for our on-campus students, staff, and visitors. We enjoy great working relationships with our law enforcement partners in the city of Hays and Ellis County, which allow us to share information and, when needed, share resources to better ensure the safety of our campus and surrounding community. If you have any questions, please contact us at 785-628-5304. Or at extension 5304 on campus. Thank you for choosing Fort Hays State University. Look forward to seeing you.